Just a lot of homeless people in here, huh? I'll take that one.
High Mystery.
Welcome to High Mystery! Yeah. The podcast where we smoke a ton of weed.
So much!
Oh my god, so much weed.
And it's a podcast.
And it's a podcast.
And we smoke weed.
Mostly, it's a podcast. What do we do here again? What's the deal? Oh, it's in the name, right? High Mystery.
Yeah.
We solve a mystery.
It's usually Bigfoot, or aliens, or a ghost. Yeah.
Solved.
Sometimes solved within like the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just nail it, you know.
I'm Holly.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Colin.
And I'm Robert.
Hey!
We've been smoking some weed here, too, so what do we got for us? I have it.
Give it to us.
It is a Trap House pre-roll, little blunt. Indica, Gorilla Glue. Infused with hash oil, dipped in Keef.
Boom.
Gorilla Glue just sounds like it's ready for a 90s rap. Get you some of that Gorilla Glue.
Gorilla Glue.
I don't know. I have a King Palm, which is filled with, again, it's a melange of...
Gotta say a word a ton of times before you really remember it. So.
Indeed.
he's getting his, like...
It's a real $10 word. it's a melange of free joints from the dispensary. They're mostly sativa, although they were really like $1 for a pack of pre-rolls.
Nice.
It was like a special. Buy this thing and you get a pack of pre-rolls for $1.
Yeah.
So yeah, and it's in a King Palm, naturally.
Naturally.
Naturally. And then, yeah.
That's it.
Well, with that... Shall we light that blunt?
Light that blunt.
Oh, I've got
blunt.
One in front of me. Sure, someplace.
When you want to light yourself a blunt, you need fire.
Fire.
You need fire. When you want to light a blunt, you need fire.
Fire.
You need fire. what mystery you got going on today, Holly?
Oh.
Mystery of what Lou's growling at. Nothing is usually the answer. Oh, don't be a good neighbor, Lou. Today I have for you the mystery of Charles Hatfield, Rainmaker of San Diego.
Oh.
Rainmaker?
Rainmaker of San Diego, a man who in 1915 caused San Diego to flood. Or so he claims.
So he claims. I see.
After the flood. He just goes up and says, my bad.
He tried to. You'll see. So this is 1915. San Diego is having the worst drought they've ever had. And in comes Charles Hatfield. Strolls into San Diego and says, I can make it rain. And I've done it in all these other places. He had done it in, claimed to make it rain in Alaska, the Joaquin Valley, Texas. Hemet, and also Los Angeles 11 years prior. So in 1904, claimed to have caused it to rain.
He made it rain.
This guy really got around then. Like, he must have at least been in these places to...
Oh, yeah, he traveled. He was like a traveling... There was a movie made about him.
Really?
Called The Rainmaker.
I saw that.
Not to be confused with Rainmaker. Rainmaker? Rain Man.
Rain Man.
It's not Rain Man.
Oh, definitely.
Not Rain Man.
Definitely not Rain Man.
Definitely
not Rain
Man. But it's not a documentary. Okay.
Oh, no, it's not a documentary.
I thought somebody documented this.
No. No, not a documentary. It's a movie that's inspired by him, but in that one, he's definitely a con man.
Definitely,
yeah. Ooh, like, he's...
Swindler.
Yep, exactly. Like, he travels from town to town demanding money, saying, I'm going to make it rain, and just... You know, just taking people's money.
Even in this scenario, I could see him, like, following a giant cloud or something, or, like, you know, a weather movement. He's like, it's rained here, it's rained here. No, it's going to rain over there. You guys had rain over here
he's
in a
just,
while?
He's the first meteorologist.
Yeah, he figured out the pattern.
Yeah.
Which is sort of, which is one of the things that they suspect, too. Or, like, that's the naysayers. Whether you believe or not.
No.
Whether he believes. So the mystery here is whether you believe he made it or not.
I could just assume that he shows up to a place and says, if I can make it rain in 3 days, you give me X amount of dollars. And he just waits it out. If it doesn't work, he's like, it didn't work today. See ya. And if it happens to rain in those 3 days, then he's like, pay up.
Right? Is there like a consequence? Like if it doesn't happen,
right?
We're going to nail your balls to the table?
Yeah, exactly. He just moves on to the next town. He's like, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get hit.
Yeah,
I'm going to hit red.
Yeah, I'm going to get gold eventually.
If it doesn't rain here in the next month.
Right? Yeah, so this was, he had a year. That he in San Diego, he says he can do this thing, and he demands $10,000 as his fee, which is the equivalent of today's $200 million? $200,000. That's terrible math. Demands it, so $10,000 to completely fill the city's reservoirs. He has a year to do it, and it's on a no rain, no pay. That it's just a verbal contract that he makes with the city of San Diego, like the city council.
Yes, I'm the official. I make all the agreements for San Diego.
Let me just hand you this bag of money.
Yes, yes, the bag of money you asked for, sir.
I forgot.
Lisa.
Demands, so he's got a year to, this is a fun thing. Hetfield preferred the term moisture accelerator to rainmaker.
Yeah.
He was a moisture accelerator.
He worked on the moisture farm?
Yeah.
On the moisture farm, yep. Mm-hmm.
He's just like Luke Skywalker.
So he comes in, so people obviously don't believe him, but the city of San Diego is so at the, like, the end of their rope, like, they just needed water. They're like, yeah, sure, you think you can make it rain, go try.
Right? We made a sacrifice to Satan yesterday, nothing.
All our virgins are dead. So he builds these two towers, and fills them with a secret concoction of 23 chemicals, which has never been released, what those 23 chemicals were, what his secret recipe was.
He was the first chemtrailer.
He was.
Yeah.
He was just like Sauron, building two towers, filling them with awful things.
They make the deal in the December of 1915, and then January 1st, on or about, he lights them up. No one witnessed it outside of him and his brother who helped him build the tower. Lights up the chemicals, the theory goes, or what people suspect, because there's a bunch of smoke coming out of the area where they're known to be built. And some people said that he had, like, shot cannons into the, like, bombs into the air, too, bombs that would explode and disperse whatever these chemicals were. And on January 5th, it starts to rain, and it just, like, rains day and night for like 48 hours straight, and rains for like weeks and weeks and weeks, and it's give me a second here.
I mean, it looks like at least he's investing some of the money the town gave him if he's like
trying to swindle.
Yeah, like he's building towers.
He's not have a budget. It's not he comes in, he doesn't get any money until it rains.
Not even until it rains, until he fills the city's reservoirs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's fills
yeah.
the city. It's not just some amount of rain. It's
yeah.
all the rain.
Yeah, he's gotta put a buttload of rain out before he gets the money. He hasn't gotten any money.
He hasn't
yet.
Gotten
so
any money. He hasn't gotten a budget, self-funded.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So, and I think you said, like, the legend says that he built these towers. It doesn't sound like he had a crowd and put on a light show, right? Did people
there were pictures of it.
Okay, so he legitimately did build the
towers. Oh, he totally built the towers.
Okay, got you.
You see it, and then people have said it had a weird smell. Like, the concoction of it smelt like, fuck.
Sulfur?
Oh,
no. Limburger cheese.
Oh,
it smelled curiously of Limburger cheese. So So, like, they smell it in the air around him, and then days later, it rained 30 inches of rain in a matter of weeks. And the San Diego River, like, jumps its banks. It usually was a few dozen yards wide, and it jumped up to a mile wide. Like, it's just, like, torrential downpour.
Damn!
Between 12 and 50 deaths. Again, this is just classic cop bungling of numbers of people, missing people. Like, it's
they're doing their job. They're bungling.
Yeah, I mean, way back then, they've always been bungling, and they always will bungle.
I strike again!
Farms, homes, bridges, businesses swept away. Two dams damaged, and a third just failed. And then $8 million in damages. That's worth the $200 million in today dollars.
Okay.
Today dollars. Whoa. The dollars of the future.
Did they still give him his money?
No, they don't give him his money. What? He runs. He claimed, like, as soon as the rain starts, he obviously comes out and he's like, that was me. I'm Charles Hatfield. Give me my money. And then it becomes so disastrous that the city is now owing, having to pay $200 million to fix the things that it broke. But again, their reservoirs are filled. Their initial problem is solved. His end of the contract was fulfilled.
I agree.
He was swindled by the city of San Diego out of $10,000.
San Diego strikes again. I mean, I could see like two scientific ways in which his little tower things could work. Like, one is like it catapults whatever he's planning to seed the clouds with, and like aerate or moisturizes the air and then accumulates into cloud forms, or that the chemicals create like a high air pressure to the point where the high air pressure then pulls in all the cold air. Like, that's how real cold fronts happen. Like, if it's really hot out, it creates high air pressure, which then pulls in all the cold air from the surrounding areas. So maybe he was doing something similar with those chemicals.
Well, there is a common practice called, did you say cloud seeding already?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which it can be done.
Yeah.
It can be done
they
by...
They did it in China, I think, during the Olympics.
For the Beijing Olympics of 2008.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want it to rain on the opening and closing ceremonies. And so they saw that these clouds were coming in, and through silver oxide... the other ones.
Magnesium? I don't know.
Does that smell like burger cheese or whatever?
No. Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Yo, if you was in China when that happened, did it smell like Limburger cheese?
It smelled like somebody had a whole microwave full of Limburger cheese in your house when that stuff went off.
I think they do have expert sniffers or something like that out in China. They were also talking about how like they would... able to make out like certain
I am the expert sniffer.
they were like trained to sniff this one thing, this one chemical or something, and so they can walk around the Olympics sniffing for that.
Dang, you're basically like a truffle pig at that point.
It can't be a human doing this, right?
Is it
human? It's got to be a dog. No.
No, I'm pretty sure they were talking about humans.
He just shows up. He's got an 8-inch nose. Right. He's just like the biggest nose you've ever seen.
I got to smell the butt. It's my job.
It's a toucan of a human.
That's where people like to hide stuff.
China is also where they have... I believe it's specifically China, the most number of people with perfect pitch because of Chinese being very tonal, all tonal. So they have a ton, here it's like, I don't know, 1 in 8 or something. And there it's like, crap, how do numbers work?
It's better. It's probably more like 1 in 800 here.
And there it's about 25% of their population has pitch, is perfect. Has
wow.
perfect pitch.
Well,
that's 1 in 4.
When it's dependent upon you being able to communicate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
that
for
makes
sure.
Sense.
So you're just obviously tuned into it way more than, that's why it's a harder language to learn, because we're just like what? That sounds exactly like what you're saying.
But there is a different
pitch. There's a very different pitch, yeah. So cloud seeding has been done, but it's only been done in, like, very nominal ways. Like, you can sort of influence the clouds,
that
you
are already there, kind of deal.
Yeah, things
you can
coming in.
Them. You can lure them out.
Just gotta know how to talk to them. That's right.
But you can't make clouds. dry ice. The other things were silver iodide, dry ice. And apparently just like plain table salt is a way you can do it. They do it too. They shoot it up in the air and then the particles cause the water to condense around them and then condensation equals rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah, that's when you're pumping it into the actual cloud versus trying to just make a cloud out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is an artist that actually makes clouds indoors.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. He can make a cloud indoors, and that's his art. You know, he just makes a cloud.
Well, why did you throw quotes up?
Just because he's a one-trick pony, I will say that. But he makes a lot of clouds in open rooms. Just in that, you know, people walk around it. Ooh, wow.
Oh, have you seen this cloud yet? It is like blowing my mind, this cloud.
My face. Have you seen this cloud in this room?
Oh my God, there's another cloud in here? Oh my God, my brain is like exploding.
The point being is that it can be done. It can be done.
Very possible.
It's
okay.
Very possible. Right.
He makes these clouds out of nothing. He
makes them out of nothing. That's
he's got.
Point.
I mean, he's got his own. It's not like he's dancing in the cloud. He's got
something. Are you sure? Are you sure it's not a fairy?
He's
just
could
making
be fairies.
Clouds.
Could be fairies.
Yeah, maybe.
The difference that I see is that this is only one ingredient that they use to actually cloud seed in real life. In real life, in current times. But he had this special concoction, and maybe his special concoction was just way more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And professional meteorologists, did anyone say this? That their first reason for believing that the storm was just a storm that happened to coincide with the time that it was going to come anyways, wreaked havoc on like a ton of Southern California, and they're like, it's too much. There's just no way that you could have done that with that small amount of chemicals.
I see.
But I say, again, he was just super powerful. He just did it, like, way better.
Or it was on the precipice, and it was just, like, the catalyst that, like, really, like, pushed it over the edge.
Right? Yeah. There's a little bit of both.
Or maybe he had some chemical in there that even he didn't realize. Some weird product of, like, old school zinc harvesting or something. I don't know, 1920s, like, I got sodium on my zinc.
You got your zinc on my sodium.
Let's make it rain. I don't know. Oh, I guess Rob's pointing at this blunt that he wants
I just,
to
I, did, I noticed it was not lit.
You're right, it's not.
It's an issue.
I don't know how else I'm going to get it in my lungs.
Willpower.
The force.
And there was much rejoicing.
Yay! The blunt is lit! Have you heard about the blunt? Have you heard about the blunt? Have you heard about the blunt? Have you heard about the blunt?
Have you heard about the Hatfield? Hatfield returns. He never gets his money. He never got his payment because
this
they...
Poor
he,
guy.
I know, right? He
I
really,
feel like he held up his end of the
I think he did it. So
at
you
least,
need to pay up.
Yeah, at least pay him for what he has done with his own money. Reimburse him for that. You don't have to give him the whole kit and caboodle.
Look, guys.
He's got receipts.
The city of San Diego is under a mountain of debt, okay? It's his American duty to shoulder this burden with the city of San Diego.
He's not a San Diegoan.
No, it's not his city.
Yeah.
He's just here
he,
to do a service, and he did the job.
I think part of his service is acknowledging you went a little too far.
But
do your part for the city of San Diego. 12 to 50 people died. Maybe things are more important than your $10,000.
I understand his... want to be overzealous though, because it's like we said, it's not okay if you make it rain, you get the money. It's like
fill all the reservoirs.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right,
I gotta
fill
bring
these
it.
Suckers. Yeah.
The other times were not problems. It appeared too. I don't remember there being like bad things. He did it for Los Angeles 11 years. He had done it 11 years prior. And it wasn't the same thing. There wasn't a flood. There wasn't a catastrophe. It was just this one time that he went overboard. But again, he did it. And so they won't. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, well, this was before you said he also did it in LA successfully.
Yeah.
Was that maybe the San Diego just doesn't have very good, like, drainage or whatever, and so they weren't prepared for, like, the type of rain. But LA's the same. So if it worked in LA, then the theory doesn't work.
It was a ton of rain, yeah. And because LA does break when it rains, too. Like, I don't know, like, the internet goes out. My whole block will lose power for, like, a day.
It also might be that this is the first time, like you're saying, all of these conditions lined up. Maybe he did the thing in L.A., like, from the hills, and all the water ran off perfectly, you know, and this time he set up right in the middle of a valley by accident or something. Who knows? There's so many, like, factors that come in when you're talking about starting a rainstorm with chemicals. So it could be that he was just literally, like, 5 degrees too far south, and if he had been just a little bit further north, the dams would have held or what have you, you know?
Should have just double-checked that abacus.
Should have double-checked your abacus, bro.
One cloud, two cloud, three cloud. So the city of San Diego only agrees to pay him if he will accept responsibility for the damages, like all $200 million of damages. And
wait, they were going to pay him $200,000, and
they're going to pay him $10,000 was the fee, and then there were $200 million. Oh, I'm
no,
sorry,
it was
$8 million, $200 million in today's money, $10,000 and $8 million in their times.
So $8 million
in damages.
They're like, you could have $8 million if you agree. No, wait.
No.
They're like, you could
have
$10,000 if you agree to take on $8 million.
Right. Like,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so basically this $10,000 will get you started, and then you'll owe $790,000 or
$7,980,000. Yeah. Oh, oof.
I mean, you'd fight that in court. That would be an easy one to win.
He sues
have you
them.
Been to court?
What?
I would say it would be an easy one to win. Like, yeah,
have
it was my rain. It was my rain, but it's not my responsibility for their drainage.
Are you familiar?
Okay.
Yeah.
You've not dealt with the judicial system.
You have no idea.
I'm a good boy.
Yeah,
<He's> watched,
exactly what happens.
He's watched a lot of Boston Legal.
It's my favorite.
And all they do is win on Boston
yeah.
Legal. So.
I'd have Alan Shore.
You couldn't afford Alan Shore.
So he sues the city and he doesn't win. And and
shocker.
So then he just runs away because people are super mad at him too.
Well, did they hold the trial in San Diego? Because that would be wrong.
They must have.
It'd be everybody's affected by this. They're all, you know, have a...
Well, yeah, he knew
I would
that.
Take it out of the city or something like that. Let it be held in Los Angeles. You'll get a more sympathetic jury.
Well, he knew what he knew what he was doing going back to San Diego. I mean, if he thought he was going to find sympathy in San Diego, he was tripping anyway.
Yeah, he ends up running away, basically.
A second
yeah.
time.
He should have just stayed away the first time. You're a nomad. Like, just keep going.
Yeah. Make it rain somewhere that needs it. Just don't go overboard this time.
Build one tower.
Yeah.
One is enough.
One tower
will do it.
Yeah. So the case is in litigation for years, even after he's run away for some reason. But it's just eventually dropped. And then the flood is considered legally to be an act of God. He lost all his claim, but he obviously made that.
They blame it on him. And then they say it's an act of God. So are they calling him God?
Whoa. No. No, that's not what they're doing at all.
I'm rubber and you're glue. Whatever I say about
it. Well, I'm just saying, if they're like, it's your fault, and then they're going to be like, it's an act of God.
Because we can't prosecute this guy anymore, we're just going to say it's an act of God, but we really think it's an act of him. So if they're saying an act of God, but thinking an act of him,
they're still calling him God.
Exactly. They're thinking about
him.
Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, could have been Illuminati.
Illuminati with weather control system.
That they are keeping this technology from us, that they know, and that they use controlling the weather to control the masses, because they need us to be thirsty and starving to keep us down, and focused on that need.
I'm just wondering how. Like, whenever somebody says that, like, the Illuminati or something has technology that isn't available to anywhere else, I'm just wondering, like, how we, the non-Illuminati, haven't figured out this technology yet.
Because they do a really, good job keeping it under wraps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but people have been trying. And, like,
you know, if you're successful, they find you. Mm-hmm. And then you either join them or you join the fishes.
We are the Illuminati, Robert. Join us or die.
Not just join us or die. Like, join us or we will make everyone you've ever known miserable.
Robert, come to the other side, Robert. It's the full cast of the Beatles, Robert. Come and join us.
Billy Shears, what are you doing?
Was his name Hatters?
Sure.
Hatters, what?
I like that better.
Who's Hatters?
Charles Hatfield.
Hatfield. So they're saying he is part of Illuminati, or that they just, like, found him and took his technology, much like they may have Nikola Tesla.
No, I think he stumbled upon it.
I'm offering that solution. That's Charles Hatfield doesn't have any actual known Illuminati contacts.
I see.
Yeah, he just happens to stumble upon the technology that the Illuminati already possess.
Or that they learn from him and then steal and then reveal to us that we could control the weather. They just...
But then they wouldn't be the ones that actually controlled this San Diego flood.
Correct.
They'd be post-Sandy. Well, no, actually, maybe they found out from him in a different state, you know, because he's done this all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
They found out a couple years before.
Yeah, and then they fucked with his machine this time around to make it, like, do more than it was supposed to, so he looked like a bad guy.
Yeah.
And then chased out of town and ridiculed.
Listen, only put in 5 kilograms of that zinc. We don't want it to be too rainy.
We don't want to have a Hatfield situation on our hands.
What'd he say? Only put in 5 kilograms? I'm sure we need more rain than that. Put in the whole bag! And then it rained. Thank you. This has been Colin Turner's Storytime Theater. A production of High Mystery.
Well, what do you guys think? I'm a believer. I think he absolutely came in, he follows the storms, and it was too much. It was an experiment. Service gone wrong.
Wait, so you say he follows the storms and he created them?
Well, I don't know if there's actually evidence of him following the storms. That was that's just what's theorized.
I mean, if he's going to seed what little clouds are there, then he could use the, like, weather pattern to be like, okay, I know I can force this to come over this way.
He got it really hot and brought in some clouds. Shot some salt in there. Condensation.
I guess he could be some kind of time traveler, or there could have been a time traveler who left him with some technology. You know, like, he could have just gotten something that reads meteorological signs, not necessarily know very well how to interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he could have been like, I can make it rain, I can make these towers and convince people that it was me, even though all I have is this little thing that goes, boop, boop. Rain is coming.
You know, like. Maybe a step further on that, the little bloop bloop thing is an alien device that he found, you know, in the sand somewhere. And
yeah.
Oh, dang, I can make it rain on command. And then, you know, he can't really read the alien language, so this one time he put it on a funky setting.
He can't get it back to HDMI.
Zornak, where is the weather device? I put it back.
I would take over the world by that point if I had a weather controlling device.
He was trying to
exactly
10,000 out
of
these people.
All of his fees were very high, like at least like $1,000 for most of the other storms, which is still a ton of money back then.
After this San Diego storm, I'd run over to another town and be like, if you don't give me X amount of dollars, I'm going to cause a San Diego
super villain.
Yeah.
Rob the Destroyer.
Well, I tried to go the honest route, and San Diego ended up suing me, so, you know, now I'm getting mine.
He's getting his.
This is the super villain
origin
story.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe it could be a cryptid.
A rain-making cryptid.
Yeah, I don't know if there is one. I haven't researched that cryptid, but...
The rain dance Bigfoot?
Yeah, like, maybe he could literally be, like, pulling one in or something. Like, doing its service.
What if he learned the forbidden knowledge that is waterbending? He's using the martial arts. Form of water manipulation.
Uh-huh. Like is Bruce that, Lee?
No, like...
Like Airbender? Naruto? Is that right?
I mean, that's...
I'm mixing two.
Completely different.
Oh, sorry.
But I will watch the Naruto as well.
M. Night Shyamalan, right?
He made the remake or the live-action Avatar.
Yep.
Could be... What was it? Could be...
fairies. Maybe the fairies were doing it to punish us for, you know, industry.
Yeah, maybe he literally just pumped a bunch of pollution into the air and they were like, well, let's destroy this town. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, could be San Diego is on a ley line. It's on the crossing of, like, right at the point there, the juncture. And
he didn't calculate that.
He didn't calculate that like that. None of the other cities had been exactly... Right where it crosses.
Yeah, his weather making was exposed to supercharged energy. Mm-hmm. And just went all out of whack. All of a sudden, water was pouring out of the sky.
There's a lot of power there.
It could be that Oscar the Turtle was born on this day in San Diego. That's why there was so much rain, you know? Just like in the other story, Oscar made it rain for days on end.
Well... Does this rainfall like hold the record today? Like, is it never been broken?
In San Diego, anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And also, it had. One of Hatfield's arguments at the time was that it measured. He's like, you got to give me that money. It measured way higher on the scale than any of the other storms that had ever happened there. Before in San Diego.
Wow.
It was epic.
It broke the record and then it just held it. Nobody's gonna touch it. I mean, no season is gonna touch it.
Just touch it, man. Go ahead.
San Diego is the only place.
Just touch the record, dude. Touch the record.
Oh, brush up against it.
Yeah. Come on. It's just us bros here. Just touch the record.
You ever been near the tip? Not at it, just near it.
It could be that this guy is the first mutant, you know, in the X-Men world, yeah. And he's just not figured out his powers. And then after this, he's just so traumatized by what he did and he never uses them again.
Maybe it was God smiting him.
You think you can play weatherman?
I see what you're doing down there. I know that's you.
He is fond of flooding. He's good at that.
He doesn't love a good flood, our Lord and Savior. Jesus.
They're the same guy. That's how that works.
Yeah, that's the Trinity.
Those two and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, Paul. Each a part of this. Each a third.
Yep.
Mm.
Somehow one father's the... It's a real chicken or the egg thing.
Something came first, but we don't know which one.
Probably like time travel was involved.
Obviously.
The original cryptid. Tell us what you think. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can listen to us anywhere great podcasts are found. We would love to do a partnership with you and rep your products. HighMysteryPodcast@gmail.com. Is there anything else to say on this one before we wrap it up? Any last thoughts, last theories?
We did it. Charles Hatfield did it.
I feel like they're still doing it. I feel like chemtrails, that's a big part of it, is like seeding. But then there's also like another part of chemtrails, which I don't know if it's true or not, but someone once told me, I guess I should preface this by like one of the crazy guys from like the original Real Worlds from like the 19th.
The San Francisco?
Yeah, the San Francisco. His name was like Puck or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I met him one time because I was doing extra work for Pursuit of Happiness, and he told me his father was a general and that the chemtrails were then seeding, putting part A of a chemical into the population, and eventually they're going to release part B, and it's going to be like a mass genocide, and then they're going to use the United States as like farmland to like feed and repopulate the rest of the world or something.
Sounds like Puck.
It sounds like classic Puck, man. Classic Puck. I like to think of it as like just like a scientist like developing a machine and the machine going too far. I keep thinking Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Yeah. A lot with this
except
one.
The meatballs are damage and death.
Yeah.
And this was a self-taught amateur scientist.
Yeah, so.
Self-taught amateur archaeologist. Cryptoologists are also self-taught amateur.
Cryptozoologists.
Zoologists. Yeah. Cryptozoologists.
Yeah, you don't want to mess that up. You can offend the wrong people with that one. For High Mystery, I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Robert.
We love you all. Thank you for listening.
You listen to a High Mystery Podcast.
You did it. You did it. Absolutely.